Welcome back to the Sneak Chronics podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, and my good friends and the co-hosts, Nicole, aka at Miss Eves. Hello.
Hello, hi, it's me.
Not Nicola.
Not
And
Nicola.
Henry, aka at Blacklisted. Hello, Henry.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo.
And do you know what? I'm gonna dive straight into it, and I know we know I kind of do a little bit of a roundup first of how our week's gone, and I'm gonna do that. But I feel like with the news that we've been pushing about our little meetup on the 6th of April, I'm just gonna go straight into it this week, and kind of it's not an apology because we can't help that like, there's a train strike on, but for those people that was gonna travel to come to our meetup in Leeds on the 6th of April, obviously there is a train strike, and it's not affecting everyone, which is a really annoying thing, but it is affecting the trains from Manchester to Leeds for Nicole, the trains from London to Leeds for Henry, and the trains from my house to Leeds, but I can get a bus, right? So that's fine.
Basically, the train strike has just come to ruin the podcast. Like, that's
Correct.
literally it. There's no other purpose out there. That's just it.
Correct. So it's just a little thing for people that were like people have already been in touch saying they got hotels and booked all the travel and all that kind of stuff. And Henry himself obviously has booked travel, so it's really frustrating. But sometimes these things happen. But all I was going to say is like the pre-podcast or the pre-meet with the podcasting, that's not going to go ahead. So for people that were wanting to attend that, but I'll still be going on at 1 o'clock, and we'll still do some sort of a meetup just for local people, just more of a less big event, but still a chit chat, have a few beers, talk trainers, and all that jazz kind of
All that
thing.
jazz. So basically, you're all just going to get drunk with Danny. It's basically get drunk with Danny.
I mean,
Nothing to do with trainers.
it sounds like a better one than what you threw out about come and meet Miss Eves, right? So
I think
get drunk with Danny or come meet Miss
I feel
Eves.
like, yeah, I feel like if you put a vote out on Instagram, who would you prefer to get drunk with, me or Danny? I guarantee majority of people would say me. But Henry, who would you pick? And I would pick wisely right now. Go on, Henry.
Henry just wants to
Why did
find that
you
mute
do
button.
that? Why did you put me in the most awkward position? Like, why would you do that to me? Why? Why?
We know
It's
what you'd
like,
say anyway.
Henry, it's okay.
Go on.
Just say Nicole, but we know the real answer, right? Keep her happy, but we know what the real
Okay.
answer is.
All right. Nicole.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
What do I
That's
say?
what I thought. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, moving on. Have we had any? I'm going to fire it over to Unico first. Anything training related over the last since last podcast? Anything that we've done? Anything that we've bought? Anything that's kind of like ooh.
No, do you know what? I haven't really bought anything trainer related. I've been looking, don't get me wrong, but not seeing anything that's screaming at me. Yeah, I haven't really done anything. I've like Crepe City's coming up, isn't it? In a couple of weeks. Is it a couple of weeks?
There is a
I
crepe
was
set. Is
speaking
it?
to a few people about that, but I don't think I'm going to attend actually. Haven't been in quite a while, but I think it paused for a while or something, didn't it? I don't know, but yeah, I doubt I'll be there to be fair. But yeah, nothing really to report.
Nothing to report. Henry, anything
No.
to report?
No, nothing. Just like Nicole, have been looking. Actually, I do have my eye on something, but I don't
Oh.
know if it's going to make a release or not, just because of the nature of the product. I hope it does, because there have been murmurs that it will. But yeah, otherwise, I'm still alive. I'm still here, still
Still
breathing
alive.
air.
Still alive is a good one. That's a great point. I'm still alive after the only one thing I was going to say is, did you not have an eBay purchase that backfired?
I did a while
I feel
back.
like that needs bringing up because you kind of tried to slide that under the radar.
I did. In fact, I think I mentioned it at the last pod, and then I provided Miss Eves with the photographic evidence of said purchase that was
Oh, that was
cancelled.
it. Yes.
Yeah.
So
And then she still laughed at me. She laughed at my plight, which I didn't take too kindly to, but given my love for Nicole, I've let that one,
Oh.
slide.
Oh, that's
Let
cute.
it slide. Yeah, that is cute. Thanks, Henry.
But same, I'm in a similar kind of. I've not really. I've not done anything train related. I don't think last since the last time we spoke. I don't think there's anything. Well, there is something, but I can't kind of one divulge too much into it because of what it is. But two, I feel like I don't want to
You
ruin.
love to do this. You absolutely love. He loves to play that I'm so important. I've got
I'm
something
not, I'm
going
not
on.
saying
I
this.
cannot tell you guys about it, but it is going on, but I cannot tell you guys about it.
Well, do you
That's
know
typical
what?
Danny.
I'm
And then
so
in
glad
2 weeks'
you.
time, I'll be like, so guys, this is what I've been working on in the background.
So what I love about this is I was actually doing like a little segue into Henry's news with Nick, and you've just crashed it.
Oh.
Oh, so your favorite kind of segment, and let's just get the most important or the best part of the podcast. Welcome
Do
to
you
this
know what?
part of
Can I just be honest? Can I actually just be
I'm just.
honest? I haven't even read news with Nick, and I've literally just gone on my notes now to see what it is. I've been sabotaged. You've sabotaged news with Nick. It's not
So
even news with Nick this week. We might as well do news with Danny.
I feel like this week we'll do Henry's news with Nick with
Yeah.
Henry.
Yeah.
Me.
Please.
But it's you, Danny, with the info. I asked you
Exactly. Do you know
before it and
what?
you're like
I will introduce you guys to my segment because this is definitely Danny news. This is not Henry news. This is not Nicole
this
news.
is Danny news.
This is the Danny news. This is a Danny plug. I'm surprised it doesn't say consortium cup in here. Probably he's probably gonna say it somewhere.
No, I'm not gonna say that. But can I just say, I don't come up with the news, right? So it was my good friend, Henry Pedro, who actually dropped the news in. It was nothing to do with me. I've not put it in there.
Oh my gosh, are you joking?
Wow.
Henry, I feel like Henry's playing to the crowd that is the Sneak Chronics podcast crowd,
He's
and
doing it for
bigging.
likes. Yeah,
Doing
he's
it for
doing it for
likes.
likes. He's doing it for
Doing it for the
likes.
clout.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's a clout chaser. He's a hype beast.
Oh my goodness. If
Hey.
there's any word to describe Henry, I don't think it's a clout
I don't
chaser.
think it's hype beast.
No.
No.
But anyway, so this week's news, and we kind of had to put it in there because obviously I'm very
Sorry,
about.
can I just stop you? Are you introducing my new section here?
I've already introduced it.
I've got no input this week at all
Disrespect.
because I didn't get to say my bit where I say, "Hi guys, welcome to the best part of the podcast this week, News with Nick," and then I was going to say, "By Henry," but you've just done that.
Do you know what?
There's no
This
structure
is.
to this podcast.
Shall we have another
So
go?
go,
Do you want to go
yeah,
for
go on. Go on then. Are we going to play the theme tune again?
It's just played.
Hi guys. Hi guys, welcome to the best part of the podcast, News with Nick. Unfortunately, this week I've been sabotaged by my co-hosts, and Henry is going to do News with Nick. Go on, Henry.
Danny, over to you.
Oh, I tell you what,
Wow.
folks. If this was, I just wish this was a visual podcast because
If this was
honestly,
the BBC, we'd all be fired.
well,
We'd all be fired.
I'm more looking at Nicole's face about what this week's news is, and she does not look impressed whatsoever.
I'm not. Go on, take it away, Danny.
But this week's news, and legitimately, it was Henry who dropped it in. I am very aware about the Sneakonics and the Annex and everything that I kind of put out there on the social media, on YouTube, blah, blah, blah. And obviously, the massive news is that all the stuff from Gary Aspton and Adidas Spezial, well, maybe not all the stuff, but all the footwear has been announced this week. Now, there has been a few little leaks, and well, I'm going to ask you guys, what do you think about the leaks that come out before kind of any official photographs and things like that? Henry, what we're saying, is it a good thing, bad thing, or what are your thoughts around?
Do you know what? I like the withholding of information. It allows the collaborators and those that are involved to control the narrative rather than having people sabotage, if I can use Nicole's word, the narrative with, oh, look, by the way, we've got a whole heap of special stuff dropping. Like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't mind it. I'm all here for it. And it's part of the storytelling, of course. You know, you build a theme, you develop the narrative, and then when you get to the point of announcement, ba-bam, there it is, and so on and so forth. And that way you build excitement, anticipation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Nicole, what we're
I
saying about
yeah,
spoilers?
I feel like 9 out of 10 times they're premeditated anyway, and it's all a marketing ploy. So I think it's good because I think sometimes people love that buzz of being like, oh my God, as if it's been leaked. I've seen it first, when more times than not the marketing team did it, and they've literally just like placed it somewhere. The amount of leaks I've worked on before, and it's literally just been product placement.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you see how Gary and the team push all the shoes, then you'll see like there's a particular way that they all get shown initially, whereas the leaks are just like very generic products on a white background that go on to like your Offspring websites, your end websites, and things like that.
I just
So
feel like
yes.
more time than not, where do you think these leaks have come from? Of course, they've come from someone behind the shoe. More time than not. Like, there are occasions where they genuinely like do just get leaked by accident, but yeah, I think there's a lot where it's premeditated.
It's clout chasers, isn't it? It's people that want to in first to say, oh, I'm the guy with the information, blah 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 blah. I'm that guy. Which, yeah, it's all good and well, but by being a clout chaser, you've basically nullified yourself as a character or a person within the scene that doesn't really know what's going on. You've just come up with the information, but you've not provided context. You've not provided the story. You've not provided any tangible material to go with the fact that you're that person rather than the official outlets that is producing that information, that news. So, yeah, screw them.
Can I
Yeah,
just
I
say
mean,
that I'm sorry, I just wanted to jump in and say I absolutely love, I've just gone on Gary's Instagram, and wait, have we spoken, have we talked about the shoe? Have you just said what shoe we're talking about yet?
no, not yet, no. But it's fine. My point is, I because so I'm gonna be straight up here. I've got all the shoes, they're in my house, right? And I'm getting ready to do like all the YouTube videos that I push, and because I'm in a bit of a in advance, I'm gonna do some like maybe some little TikTok content, maybe some like little reels, which is something I don't really or I haven't really done in the past, mainly because of time more than anything else. But I don't leak anything. I don't leak anything. And it's not just, I mean, there's keeping relationships happy, obviously, as the first one. You don't want to spoil any relationships. But I really love that. And especially Spezial, because it drops like nothing else. Like, I don't know of any other in our trainer sneaker space that has capsules like autumn, winter, spring, summer, and every year drops a spring, summer capsule and an autumn, winter capsule, and then has like Henry said, a story, a narrative, and everything behind it. Each shoe has a reason why it's being done, and I get it, the shoes aren't for everybody, but if you're into trainers, I feel like if you just take a little bit of time to get into the Spezial and what it stands for, I think the respect and that kind of element is always there. So Gary's obviously dropped these 7 shoes. Well, there's 6 shoes and a pair of sliders, and they've all kind of been shown this week. And the bag has also been shown.
I
And
do
over
like
the
the
next,
bag.
yeah, the bag's cool.
Bag's really nice, yeah.
And then there's obviously a clothing range, which again a couple of things have been leaked, but there's going to be the videos will be coming out very soon, so you can see like the cinematic videos. Like I don't know if you saw the last campaign, Roy Keane was the person who did it and wore all the gear and was walking his dog in all the special stuff for autumn winter 23. I genuinely don't know who's doing spring summer 24. I don't know who's doing it, but I can't wait myself. It's this is what people think. I know all the information, and I don't. I know a few bits about the shoes because I'm still like a fan, right? Even though I create content and I push content around this, I'm still a fan of Spezial. I still want to have that involvement of being like a kid in a sweet shop and still thinking, oh, what's coming out? I don't want to be always in the know because it spoils it for me, right? So like when Gary comes out with all these hang tag, like the hang tag photos with the shoes, it just I love it, and I love the emotions it stirs. People hate it, people love it, and because the shoes, I don't know if you guys have seen them or you're looking at them now, there's such a varying styles. You know, there's something in there. I can legitimately say there's something in there for everyone, but not everything's for everyone. Like even you two, right, Nicole. I can see you wearing those cream gazelles. Like
I
you're
literally,
dem.
that's what's so funny. I've literally got those up that I was gonna say, like, if there's any I would select, it's those cream gazelles. Like, the colorway is such a nice colorway.
And here's the thing about like the spoilers. So the spoiler was just, and I'm just gonna say it, just a cream gazelle on a white background with no info, no input, no storytelling, like Henry says. But then when Gary drops the picture with, which is a proper photograph, and then all the explanation down below. It's actually an off-white denim gazelle. So like the materials are different class, the little brown patch on the tongue and all that kind of stuff. That's not there in the spoilers, right? And then all of a sudden the story comes and then you kind of like buy into it and all that kind of stuff. I feel like I'm ranting now. I'm not really ranting because I get there's an outlet for people to leak stuff, not to leak stuff, but I can understand why some people do.
And it's funny you say that, Danny. It's because I think for consumers, if I can use that word, it depends on what they take from the product offerings that are offered by brands. And I know this isn't the main topic that we want to discuss, but it's just like people look at product differently. Some people, they look at the product face value. And if you get a spoiler or a clout chaser that is announcing the news before, ahead rather before the actual brand or collaborator, and you like the shoes for what it is because it's a cream gazelle or whatever it is, then yeah, great, that's it's beautiful. But if for some there's no context behind the product, it's just a special produced product that happens to have special material, but there's no story, there's no lookbook, there's nothing for you to draw you in to that product because there's no narrative behind it, then for those people, they're just going to look at it and like, yeah, it's a nice looking shoe. Yeah, I want some of it, but it's missing that magic. And particularly with your more niche brands, and forgive me for calling Spezial niche, but
No,
it's for.
I would class it as niche, like that. There's a subculture in there, right? It's not for everyone, so I get it.
100% for those guys that are, for you guys that are deeply into specials and the mods and the terrorist culture, particularly up north where that is more, where there's more resonance behind those products, a story, a narrative, a lookbook, the whole package sells it more. So for me, okay, I'm a Southern softie, but give me a product with a story that makes sense in regards to why this thing is what it is and the meaning behind it and so on and so forth. You're more likely to get a sale out of me rather than, oh, here's a special gazelle. There you go. I'm gonna be like, and so
100%,
doesn't do anything for me.
100%, and I've had a I talked with to Gary about like the description that he puts in underneath, and I'm like, mate, that is one of the best things. nobody else really does it. There's no other collaborators. I mean, you might get a few, but because he consistently, that's how it's pushed. You know that the shoe is going to come with a full description of why it's done. And then you get the understanding behind. So, like, sometimes, and it influences you then, because then you think, ah, oh, I won't really go for that. And then you go, ah, oh, yeah, but this is based on like a shoe from 1970. I took this little element from the shoe in 1970, and the different version in 1974 was like, and then you think, oh, right. And then you invested in that, and you're like, ah, oh. And then
Exactly,
that shoe
exactly.
that I think, even on a base level, it's got to look good, right? But what
Yeah,
might sway you
100%.
from just like, oh, that's a nice looking shoe, to that's a shoe I need to have. That
Right.
really matters. That really matters. I know you talk about the story and things like that. And I think that's what Gary is so good at doing, is because it's completely legitimate as well. Do you know, like sometimes we say like fake news and stuff? There ain't no fake news here. That is
No,
how
not at all.
the shoe's being made. He'll go to Herzo, he'll go into his collections, or like Diggers and Bobby McCartan's collections, and find little pieces to make like these shoes.
Danny, do you remember the Andas Italia CP company that came out a few years back? The
Of course I
Special
do.
edition
Of course
with
I do.
the extra insoles. See, now the way that
It
shoe
was an
was.
outsole. It was an outsole, not an insole. It was so you could resole your
Yes.
shoe. It was an outsole.
See that. See, imagine a clout chaser selling that. Well, I say selling the shoe, but announcing a new collab with Adidas and CP company. Yeah, you'll get a few clamors, but nothing without the narrative, without the context of why this shoe is what it is, the fact that it's Italian made, the fact that you can replace it else, the fact that the premiumness of the shoe. And it's constructed in such a way, and all the niceties around that shoe gives that shoe more weight. And to this day, I still search after that shoe, not because of the shoe itself, but because of the story, because of what the shoe means in terms of the finest quality of material and so on and so forth. But the point is, without context, to me, a shoe is just a shoe.
Exactly. Just so before we move on to like what our topic this week, because I actually don't want to spoil it, kind of. Just on the basis, any of those shoes that you've seen, is there anything that's kind of floated your boat off the original hang tags? Nicole, I'll fire it over to you. Any of those? Is it the cream gazelle, or is there anything else in there? What you think?
Yeah, I'd say, do you know what? I can appreciate them all, and I agree with your comment, Tommy. I think there is something for everyone, to be fair. I think if one does stand out for me, it probably is the cream gazelle. But I do kind of like, let me pull it up, which one was it? I do like the Whitworth, is if I'm saying that correctly. Because
Yeah,
it
the
kind of,
grid.
it's almost like a Reebok classic vibe. That's the style I'm getting, and I love a Reebok classic. So I am kind of, I'm
The
not the
Whitworth.
biggest fan, but yeah, I think it's okay. Do you know the only thing I just don't really like is just the grey around around the heel. If that was like a different colour, like maybe like a green or something, I'd be screaming about it. But the point I was going to make earlier is I was just on Gary's Instagram, and I was just reading through, and it's hilarious, like some of the comments back where he's just like, if you don't like it, keep scrolling.
I
So
know. Yeah, it's
I don't
brilliant.
want to say anything too bad, because they'll be like, if you don't like it, shut up.
Go on, Henry.
But
Which one's you? Any on yours?
I like the black gazelles. They look mean.
Course you do, man. You're from London, right?
And it's
Triple
giving like
triple
rob
blacks.
someone's house.
Woo! Henry's, watch out with Henry and his triple black gazelles. He's coming for you.
But no, they just look like you could wear them anywhere. They just look nice. Yeah.
And I, for
It's a
me,
strong
I'm not
shoe.
going to tell you, right, because I'm doing all the videos next week, and I'll do a little drop about which are my favorites. So just a little fish hook there to kind of get people to watch the stuff next week.
Boom.
And that is News with Nick, powered by Henry, spoken to by Danny, I think. Is that like
Yeah. What did they
collaborative
say? Like,
news on the Sneaker
teamwork
Addicts
makes the
podcast?
dream work.
Exactly. But like I didn't want to kind of delve straight into this week's topic, because I'm not going to throw a spoiler, but Henry kind of said something in there that kind of went on to something that I may start talking about. But we were, as we always do, we kind of always try and think of something interesting like this week, like how what we're going to discuss between us three. And I'm not gonna lie, Henry came up with this one as well. Like it might as well be Henry's podcast, but
Literally.
literally, NicoleLastMinute.com dropping in. Like, what we're talking about this week again? But I loved Henry's this. So Henry asked, nostalgia is a hell of a drug, right? And I'm a sucker for nostalgia. So if you could bring back one thing from the past, what would it be and why? And sneaker related, right? So nothing like. Nothing
Yeah,
weird.
your ex-girlfriend
Nothing
or
weird. No, well, we don't want any ex
anything.
no ex-girlfriends brought back from the past. Jesus Christ.
I
That is not happening.
literally, I just want to chime in very quickly. I think the reason why I wanted to have that conversation, which we're about to have, is with what we've talked about over the last few weeks, it's all been very, not doom and gloom, but it's very where's the fun? It's almost like the air's been sucked out of the balloon kind of thing. And I kind of, whilst we're in the space that we're in at the moment in terms of cost of living crisis, blah blah blah, I kind of want us to just go back and remember what was good about sneakers, why we got into sneakers, what are the elements that we enjoyed or appreciate in regards to collecting sneakers. And oddly, the news that we just went through just moments ago kind of taps into that a little bit in terms of the storytelling, specials, where it's come from in terms of the time period and so on and so forth. So it's almost a memory lane trip, if anything.
So I'm going to take this one first straight off the bat, right? Because it kind of flowed from what you were talking about. So for years, when I've been doing like that, so the question I always get asked is, if you could bring back a trainer or if you could make your own special, what shoe would you bring back? And I had the same answer for about 5 years, right? There was no doubt in my mind if it was going to be the Royston special, right? Or a version of that, there was only one shoe. And a kind of, and I have said this before, so if you've heard this, then I do apologize. But it happened, right? So people used to ask me this question all the time, gave them the same answer. And then one day, a box arrived at the door, and I was like, what the hell is this? And I got a message saying, oh, did you get your delivery from the guys at Adidas? I was like, oh. Nice one, that's sweet. So got in, opened it up, and it was the CP company Italia, right? They didn't tell me. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls who are listening to the podcast, this is not even intentional. When Henry brought that up before, right? That was like freakish because we don't talk about what we're going to talk about in the topic, or else the
No.
conversation's nullified before we start up, put turn on the mic, right? And so when I was like, oh, what nostalgic thing. So I was going to talk about, well, I had this little bit of nostalgia because back in the day, I loved, and I still do love, but Adidas Italia were just a perfect shoe for me because it wasn't too terrace culture that I couldn't wear it like almost streetwear. Because I've kind of, and we joke, like I know me and Nicole joked the other week about me wearing like cargos, cuff cargos. I'm like, yeah, but I've always kind of worn that kind of stuff because that's just who I am, and that's kind of. But it's I always wear shoes to show off my shoes, like clothing to show off my shoes, right? And I felt back in the day, even Italias you could wear with anything. It wasn't just a casual shoe; you could wear it with cargos or joggers or whatever it was, even back then. So when people used to ask me about, oh, what shoe would you bring back? Through my nostalgic kind of eyes. It was an Italia, and I used to tell people all the time I would bring back the Italia Speciale, like with some Royston branding on it, would just be cherry on the cake, right? And through the post, and I opened it, right? And it was one of those very few moments in life because I didn't even know they existed. I didn't even know they were coming. There was no leaks, there was no spoilers, there was no nothing. And I opened the box, and it was the camouflage box that came. And then I slid them out, and they were all individually wrapped. And I was like, oh, these look special. And there was no branding on the outside. And I was like, oh my God. And I nearly like fell over. I was like, what is this? Like, are they effing with me? I try not to swear because the kids listen to the podcast, right? And that was just like the pure nostalgic throwback that just came into life in my hands. Like it's happened for me. That moment where we're saying, right, what would you bring back? And I know there's different, what would you bring back? It doesn't have to be product and blah, blah, blah. But if it was a piece of product, I was always like, please bring the Italia back. Bring it back in like the 2022, whatever it was, premium materials. Just bring me back the best version of it. And then they do a collab with CP Company, Italian, like all the bits like you already mentioned. I was like, oh my God. I'm done. Ticked, box ticked, right? I can finish it right now. And when they did the denim Italia, and funny enough, I wore the denim Italias, I think it was yesterday or the day before, to work. And I did a little post on Instagram and kind of said like how much I love that they brought these back, and then here we are talking about it, and it was just freakishly like it's like a madden. Like, have you been reading my mind, Henry? Because this was my point. Because
No. I'm actually
honestly,
freaked out.
I know I was freaked out when you were talking about it in the news section. I was like, can you shut up? Because you're spoiling what I'm talking about in the next bit. But I do think like there are like elements of products that stirs your emotion, because like it is an emotive thing, isn't it? Like nostalgia, and that was the thing back then. That's kind of, I was always into Adidas anyway, but the Italias weren't, and I'm not just saying just the Gazelle, but like when we're talking like late 90s, early 2000s, there weren't the millions of City Series and all the kind of variations that there were now. But the Italia was my first kind of soiree into a different Adidas shoe, I guess. That has kind of like sent me on this journey to where I am now.
Very quickly, if you could design your own Italia, like a Royston Italia Special, I've said it all the wrong way around, Adidas Special Italia times Royston, a Royston shoe, what would it look like?
Well, this is the thing, right? Because I don't know now. Because originally I would have brought back a denim Italia, which was the 2004, the one like it wasn't an official Okinie collab, but I think my pair came from there. Because I
Gosh,
had
you're
those
going
in,
back.
I know now we're throwing some names back out with 2004, right?
Yeah.
So I had this pair of trainers and I've still got that pair in my collection. And then they dropped the denim Italia like a couple of seasons back in the capsule. So that was almost like, oh, I'd love a new version of this. And then Gary's done it. And again, I've never had a discussion with him. Never. So I'm not claiming like it's all my, again, it's just a freak of how this all came back. But what would I do? I'd just do something. Like, I'd change the denim Italia that came out. I'd just do like a very almost simple white leather, red stripes, just classic. Gold lettering, just make it premium, absolutely like chef's kiss, as Nicole would say. I think that would be my kind of that if I had the ultimate choice, and I could call it Royston Special and put my little date of birth on the inside that all the special shoes come with, that'd be mine.
Any extras to go with the shoe?
Mate, you're home, man. It's something I've not ever thought about. Obviously, different layer swaps and stuff like that, and I don't know. That'd be
Shoe
too.
tree.
I'd have to. I mean, a shoe tree would be cool. I'd have to think about it a little bit more. I've not like mood boarded that out to kind of think what I'd do. So
Fair
yeah,
enough.
thanks for ruining what I was going to talk about today. I'm going to throw it over to Nicole then. Nostalgia, right? What stirs the soul? What would you bring back? Be that product or
Yeah,
anything else?
I don't think for me it's a product. I think for me it's just like a time in life where, for me, when it was like the Nike outlets were a big thing, and like you could, like, you know,
Yes.
people just didn't know about it, and you could honestly
Yes.
go and just get some absolute like chef's kiss product, like
Bargain.
bargains. Like, I remember, I'm sure I went before, and I know it's not one of the best shoes, but I remember picking up Air Force Ones for like £30. You know what I mean? And like, you could just go in and you could get like So many like really cool Jordans. Like I remember seeing like the De La Soul shoes in there. Like you could get so much, not even just the footwear, but the clothing. Like the amount of like cool pieces I've got, and people have been like, "Where is that from?" And I've literally been like, "It was just one off in an outlet one time because it was just a random sample that they never released." I've even got a pair of like Max ones now that the particular ones I got weren't the release pair, so mine have got like a furry swoosh, whereas the ones that came out were just like a regular swoosh. Do you know what I mean? So it's just, yeah, and I feel like now everyone's jumped on it. So like I went to a Nike outlet the other year just to see what it was like, and it was literally just like a normal shop, and obviously all the staff was on it, so they kind of all the product they got the product before, you know, it was out to the customers. So yeah, it's just I'd love to go back to that time in life and really just like soak it up again.
I feel
Gosh.
like almost, I'm not saying the internet ruined this or selling
No,
trainers,
I think it did.
but it kind of did. I feel like you could go to these outlets back in the day. And the De La Soul Dunk
Yeah.
is just a classic. If we all talk about the De
Yeah.
La Soul Dunk, 25 quid, right? Or whatever it was that you could pick up in, it was just like an absolute
Wild.
madness. But yeah, I feel like because everyone, and I wonder if it'll change back as we've discussed many times on the podcast, as trainers was a big thing to the whole society, and people are tapering maybe off it a little bit, like your general trainer wearers. I wonder if we're going to start seeing a few more gems pop up in because the
The thing is,
resale's
I
not
always
there and
wonder this,
stuff.
but I
Is it going to
just
happen?
I feel like because of the world of like TikTok and people making these like, come with me to see what I can buy videos, I feel like those days are just long gone because I feel like it was the sort of thing where people just didn't really know about it. Like you'd say like Nike outlet to people and they'd be like, wow, what's there and where is the Nike outlet? Whereas now, like just like TikTok and stuff, like everyone, it's so weird. Like even like non-relevant things. Like I literally went to the spa the other day with my boyfriend, and I was like, I saw someone put this scarf on TikTok, and he was like, we're fucked. And I was like, yeah, because everyone, like once it's on TikTok and everyone starts to see it, it becomes like viral, and then that's it. Do you know what I
Like
mean? And I think it was the same
the
with,
guys that bulk buy stuff in Costco and flip it on Amazon, right? And they're
yeah.
like, oh, I bought this sandwich box, it's 89p and it sells for like £5 on Amazon, and they buy everything and like stacking it in the
Yeah.
trolleys. And I feel like there's a culture of people, I don't know how many people actually go and do it, but I've seen like the TK Maxx thing. Like you used to be able to find a few gems in TK Maxx, but then people are realizing, have you seen the TK Maxx
Yeah.
kind of where you can buy the products, but you can get a refund after 30 days, right? So you
Yeah.
can buy product, you can stick it on eBay, you hopefully flip it. And if on the 28th day you haven't flipped it, you take it back and get your money back, right? And people
Yeah.
realize you can do
Crazy.
this at TK Maxx. So then, like, oh, well, I might as well have a stab at that.
But again,
So.
like even like you say with TK Maxx, I see it on my TikTok all the time where people are like, oh, go to this TK Maxx in Manchester, da 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 da, and then you'll get all these products and people are like, oh my God, where's this? Like I want this bag, and it's just ruined it. And I feel like, yeah, like if they started putting really hype or really cool like one-off products in these Nike outlets again, they'd be snapped up instantly.
Well, they
Snapped up.
probably
That's the
wouldn't make.
staff that snap it up.
Yeah, they won't make
That's
the
bad.
floor. They won't make the floor. That's it,
Yeah,
because
they
the
wouldn't
staff
make the
will give
floor,
them.
yeah, because the staff would literally be like, yep, taking that, selling it. Even if they don't want it for themselves, they would literally just resell somehow, somewhere.
So
Yeah,
before we move on
gosh.
to Henry, what's your best ever what's your best ever pickup from an outlet?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Tumbleweed rolls by.
Because
The
I
question's
know
to you.
what I
Oh,
know.
is it to
Well,
me?
I mean, it can be to you if
Yeah.
you. I
Oh,
what
I
while
thought
you're
the
trying
question
to,
was to Henry. I wondered why we were all sat in silence.
the,
Sorry, I was looking. Did you see me looking at Henry? Like, are you going to speak or are you just sitting here?
the
So,
awkward silence
anyway,
that wouldn't happen on the 6th of April if we could get a train, because we'd all be sat
I'm
around a
honestly
table
not
with
with
a
it.
pint.
What is my best pickup? I feel like there's probably a lot. One thing, oh, I feel like those, Air Max ones, I don't know what they're called. I would have to literally get them and show you, but they're like blue, white, and red, and they've got a furry swoosh. And I remember I went to Nike in them, and Nike was like, oh my God, they were a sample, and they were literally like, the swoosh was red, just red, regular red, not furry when it got released. I don't know which ones they are. But I remember I got this, oh, do you know what? Another one. I got like a NBA bomber. there was one left, and I literally nearly fought this and went for it. I'm not gonna lie, and it was literally just in my size, red, white, and blue. And I bought it the same day as the Max ones, and they match each other perfectly. Everywhere, everyone's like, "Oh my God, where did you get that bomber from?" And I'm like, "I can't let there was one left." So probably that bomber. I still got it upstairs. My boyfriend literally tried to wear it the other day, and I was like, "It's literally too small for you. Take it off.
Could
So
I wear
what's mine is
it?
not yours."
Could I wear it? Henry, what we're saying, any pickups at outlets? Best pickup?
ACG stuff back in the mid 2000s, where Nike outlets, to Nicole's point, wasn't a fit. Well, it wasn't generally known, and where you knew that previous season stock actually went to the outlet and it was widely available, like literally. Yeah, ACG, like jackets,
ACG jackets, yeah.
boots. Do you remember, Danny, Nike football, when they used to do the Total 90s and the Mercurials and like them sort those stuff as well. Just I think it was just more the knowledge that I knew that whatever didn't sell in the cell at your Nike Towns or wherever, you knew it would end up somewhere in the country where there was a Nike outlet. And I would always bemoan the fact that you guys up north always seem to get the better stuff than us guys in the south. So I used to go to Bicester or Braintree for the outlets, and they had good stuff, but not in comparison to friends that I had. Like my sister, she used to go uni Manchester. She had friends that I knew, like we shared mutual friends, and they would say, "Oh, Henry, I got this from this Nike outlet up in North, blah blah blah." I'm like, "How? We don't get any of these stuff down here at all." So it always infuriate me that a lot of the gear that you'd find in Nike outlets up north is always, yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like the selection was a whole heap better up north than it was down south. Nike Golf as well, like the golf umbrellas, you could pick them up for pretty much next to nothing. The apparel, I mean, I didn't pick them up, but like thinking about it now in comparison to what Nike outlets we have today, it's clear as night and day. The stuff was so much better back in the day.
Perfect nostalgia,
Definitely.
so much better back in the day. Without wanting to bore it out, I didn't really used to do the outlets thing, right? It's just the Nike outlet at Leeds was just a little bit out of town, so I just never even used to go to it that much. And maybe a bit in at that time in my life, probably reflecting back, I was probably a little bit not snobby, but I just thought, nah, I still wanted the latest stuff that was coming out, so I wasn't interested in, you know, because I was earning money, right? So I didn't need to go to the outlets because I was trying to find the dunks that were dropping in the stores and like going to all the shops, like going to Hip and stuff, and trying to pick up all the pieces that were just dropping, like the Adicolor stuff and all that kind of things that were coming out. So I used to concentrate my money on that, and maybe looking back, I should have done a little bit more, but I appreciate it. I knew about it, but it wasn't my scene. I wasn't immersed in it. But anyway, Henry, over to you, your nostalgic piece. What's
Two things. I'm going to be greedy. Two. The first,
okay.
camping or camp outs, like just, I mean, we don't camp today just because the culture's a whole lot different today to what it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. But camp outs were great. Like the people you'd meet, the jokes you would have, like the opportunity to share that common love and interest in sneakers and just banter with people. I miss that. Yes, time, age, that has changed the game. That has changed how we acquire sneakers. But I think there's nothing like camaraderie in terms of meeting fellow heads that shared a mutual interest. And just having as well the general public when they pass by campouts and asking questions, "What are you camping out for?" And you'd say, "Yeah, we're camping out for this year or that year or whatever it is." And people just thinking you're absolutely nuts. But look where we are today, where sneakers now is pop culture, basically. Like Like if you tell someone now, oh, I collect trainers, oh, how many have you got? Like it's more of a conversation now than it would have been 10, 20 years ago or so. So campouts was the first thing. The second and final is the fact, and I did say I was going to talk about this, but I hadn't really talked about it in the sense of going to other countries and just finding stuff that you wouldn't find here, even here. So I used to, when my sister used to go uni in Manchester, we're talking mid-2000s, there was a heap of boutique shops. One of them, which sticks in my mind, Ran. I think it's called Ran or Run, based in not too far from the Arndale Centre, shopping centre in Manchester. And they used to do only Adidas stuff. Now, in this particular shop, the Adidas I would see there, I hadn't seen anywhere else. I don't know if it was Spezial or whether it's just GR that it was just specifically released for that shop. But that almost it sparked an interest for me in terms of literally just going to other spaces, going up other cities, countries, and just finding product, sneaker products that you wouldn't find in London. And I miss that. I really miss that. And I say that because having been to Canada and now I'm back here, it's the same. Everyone sells the same stuff. Travis Scott, Off-White, or whatever hype shoes that's popping at the time. And I miss it. I want to be able to travel and just find stuff that you can't find anywhere else.
But again, I'm going to say, like, ruined by the internet and globalization, that kind of what we've, and again, I know we've touched on that on previous podcasts, but just to address, like, so I feel like all these small shops that used to have individual accounts and different tiers and things like that just doesn't seem to. I know there was kind of still a hierarchical with like Offspring, obviously, have high tiers like Adidas and Nike and all the rest of it, and have the top tier kind of thing. But I feel like it was more spread out. And so, I will happily say I'm a Hit fanboy. I know it's part of JD, but when it was independent and they had all Stussy stuff, and I spoke about Supreme and Nike White Label and all these kind of Adidas originals and all these things that you couldn't just find anywhere, you had to go to. So I fully am on board with that one. But I'm going to flip the other point on its head about the queuing, because just on Sunday, all the Adidas boys were queuing outside the size stores to get the Adidas Dublins.
I
And
saw
it's,
that.
yeah, and it still happens. And it's just, it's the different. I've been talking to a lot of the guys. Oh, Danny, are you going to come to Hip and queue outside for the Spezial stuff? Come, and I've done it. I've not had to queue. I mean, I'm in a very fortunate position, and I know that. But like, I can't remember which season it was. But I was just sat at home, and no kids, no missus kind of thing. And I just jumped on a train and went and queued with the boys at outside Hip for the Spezial stuff the next morning. And I did it for that camaraderie and just the chit chat, and bumped into people that you only ever talk to on the internet, or you only ever DM on Instagram, or they'll reply to you when you're doing like daft stuff like podcasts and videos and things like that. And it's so good, like, and not wanting to like turn it into like, oh, isn't it a shame about the 6th of April meet? That's kind of not going to be what we intended it to be. But that is the beauty thing about that, and it's meeting people. Like, it's as much as we have great banter talking over Zoom. Is it Zoom we record on? I even do the recording. It's not Teams, it's Zoom, right? But we have great banter, but I know that it'll be just elevated to the next level in real life, because there's nothing better than actually meeting people. And in this age of the internet and Zoom meetings for work and all this kind of stuff that always happens, you can't be actually sitting in a room or queuing up outside of a shop. And I just feel like the Adidas boys, maybe it's because it's that still old school thinking, you know. Maybe the guys are generally a little bit older. Not a bit of a sweeping statement there, but you don't see too many 20 something year olds queuing for Spezial. They tend to be the older guys, like late 30s upwards, that are doing it. Obviously, there's the odd one that kind of bucks that trend, but yeah, man, just getting to Adidas Spezial. Like, we're having a Spezial love fest. I'm not mentioning the Consortium Cup, like Nicole says, but it does happen.
Yeah.
It does happen. Cole, what we're saying on Henry's stuff, are we? Because I can't work out, and because of the age, how much did you cue camp or do any of that kind of
Yeah,
stuff?
personally for me, like I've never done it, but I just think that's just me. Like I wouldn't, I don't think, and I think obviously I've always kind of been in a fortunate position where wherever I've worked, I've kind of been able to sort like product out and like save things and things like that. So I've never had to really queue as such, or obviously just knowing people and being able to save stuff. And I just don't think I'm a camper, if I'm honest. Like
I
unless
didn't
I'm
know if you
camping
out
in a
as a camp. I
hotel.
didn't want to say anything.
No,
I'm not aiming.
no,
But what about if we got you like a really nice camping chair with like a heated seat and like a little
no.
umbrella or anything like that
No,
and
like no,
Prosecco
I want to be
tap just
inside my
there?
house. Yeah, I want to be inside my house. So that's not for me. But I do remember the days. I feel like you say, the Adidas crowd, the Adidas, love a good camp out. They love a good chatter, like Danny. They love to just socialize outside of, you know, like the internet because they're all old. So I'm joking. I mean, no, on a serious one, I feel like the Adidas crowd have kind of stuck to it a little bit, whereas I feel like there were times I remember, like, you know, a few years ago where people would kind of camp out for, like, I remember there was people, not so much camping, but people that literally stood outside hours before waiting for like Air Max Ones. I think it was, it can't have been the Big Bubble. Was it the Big Bubble? I just remember basically they were outside Foot Patrol, and I walked to the front and locked it, and then got my pair, and people were fuming. But yeah, I just think Adidas do that more often. And I think, again, like we said in similar in other podcasts, I think a lot of it's just like the culture and, like, you know, like the vibe around, like, the Adidas guys want you to catch up and talk about product. And yeah, I think that's, I do agree it's still going on, but maybe just not as big as it was back in the day.
Because I feel like the Adidas stuff never really hit the big resale stuff. Like I remember
Yeah.
like dunks and stuff. Like I remember there used to be like starts fights outside. I mean the Yeezy stuff is
Literally,
just
yeah.
like because that had big resale, so it invited
Did
a
you remember the
different
days?
crowd.
Like, I remember days buying, like you say, Yeezys. Or, oh, what did I buy one time? I bought the Jordan 1. Was it the Chicago? I bought something like a Jordan 1, like Chicago something. I can't remember which ones they were. And someone literally like double bagged them and then put them in a different bag so that people didn't steal them from me. Same with Yeezys, like, because you couldn't like get them from the shop and then walk down the road with them because people would legit just steal them to resell. Whereas, like you say, I think Adidas, it's more of just like a community thing. Like, guys just want to meet up and have a beer or have a chat and get the product and talk about it in person, not on the internet.
So as we were just finished on that product and what products people like, I think it's the perfect time to go over to this week's triple pick.
Triple pick with Nick.
I can edit that out, don't worry. So I'm going to fire the first one over to Unico. What is your pick this week from
So
everything in the trainer world?
my Nick's pick this week. Do you know what? I saw it on Drop Date the other day. I think it was Drop Date, and I am struggling to kind of find it anywhere else, and I've just found it on one site, and then they've shut me down because of the cookies. There we go. Now I'm back. And it is the Puma Suede XL in the grape colorway. I love the shoe. Love the shoe. I think it's actually launching tomorrow. No, 23rd it's launching. 23rd of March. I don't know if it's going to be a UK one. The site I found it on is showing it in euros. It's showing up at 99 euros, but I love it. It's like pink colorway. It looks exactly like the ones I've spoken about before, the Puma Suede B-Boy ones, the Luigi collab. Literally almost like the same color, but just not, like, I don't know if it's going to have a mix of laces because the laces on this one are like pink to match the shoe, whereas like the other ones, I think they come with red laces, white laces, and like a cream lace. But I love this. It's got the thick tongue, again, thick laces, and I feel like it's almost just like a thick, chunky version of the shoe that I loved. And I remember, like, a few podcasts ago, I was like, if there's one shoe I could get my hands on again, it would be those, because I just can't seem to get them anywhere. Like, it just doesn't seem to be my size anywhere, so I feel like I'm gonna settle for these. The Puma Suede Grips in XL.
Everyone, what we're saying for next
Opinions,
week.
please.
It's a lot of waffle for a GR shoe.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, mate, look at her face. She's gonna
Wow.
kill you. It's a good job the 6th of April's not happening,
Yeah.
because she's gonna absolutely mess you up, mate.
I was so invested. All I ever get told is, oh, you're such a hype beast. You're so this, that you always jump on the hype product. So I really went in for a GR product this week and you just wiped the floor with me.
I'm actually gonna back you. I think these are a really nice shoe.
Thanks, Benny.
And I
We
don't
don't need
mind.
Henry on this podcast anymore.
I get the need for a story sometimes, and because we all buy into that. That's why we're making podcasts about trainers, right? But there's also just sometimes an element of it's just a really nice shoe on the face value of it is just aesthetically, it's just a really good shoe. And
Great summer shoe.
for you, a grape summer shoe, did you say?
Great summer
No,
shoe.
you didn't, but I just did. And I can see you
Exactly.
wearing it with a skirt and a crop top, blah, blah, blah. It is fine.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
Exactly.
I like it. Henry, over to your pick of the week. What are we saying?
My pick of the week is what I thought Nicole would actually have picked, but I'm surprised when she went with the
Trying to
shoe
be
that she
like
did
me.
pick. So, mine is the Nike Air Jordan 1 Low Times Trophy Room Away. And to be fair, I've gone with the shoes just because I think it's the biggest hyped shoe for the week. The shoe's based on a trading card of Jordan back in, I think it's 85. There's two versions. There's a home version, which I believe is friends and families, the away version, which is what has been released, and it came out at time of recording today. So by the time you guys are listening to this, the drop would have already happened. Lovely pair of shoe. I'm going to put my head on the block and say early contender for shoe of the year, in terms of the
Ooh.
quality, the satin around the toe box with the corduroy at the back. The details are really lovely. Yeah, there's nothing more to say to it. What do you think, Danny?
I really like it actually. I remember shout out Full Size Run, which is RIP, no more. But Marcus Jordan, sorry, Michael Jordan's son, who does Trophy Room, he actually showcased these on Full Size Run. Whenever it was, I think it was in December. And he gave like a little preview, some immense details. I really, it's not a me shoe, right? And so I understand it's not something I would pick up or something I would get. But the yeah, I like them. It does speak to more of that hype crowd, so I could see why it is going to be in conversations for sure of the year when come December. For the bigger like the Sneaker Freak and Mags, the complex sneakers and stuff like that, I can see why. It will be in those discussions. And it's nice that they're getting a better release than the other trophy rooms, which was just a shocking release of the high that happened. Was it last year or the year before?
Yeah, a couple
Something
of
like
years
that.
back, yeah.
But clean colorway, you can wear them with anything as well. So, yeah, I like them. Nicole?
I love them. Great shoe. Yeah, nothing else to say. Great shoe. Would definitely cop.
Definitely cop.
I
Are you
think
gonna
good
try? Are you gonna
thing.
try and cop then? Like, this is a guess. Like, are
I
you?
don't know. I think
No, it's,
my.
yeah. Sorry, go on, Nicole.
Yeah,
Say that.
I was gonna say. I feel like I've already got some Jordans that are quite similar. So I just feel like for me, I'm not screaming, "Oh my God, I need them!" But I do like them. I like that they're like a low. Yeah, they're okay. I like them.
Henry.
No, I was just going to say, I think, and you mentioned this already, but just to reiterate, I think it's good that people actually do have an actual chance of getting hold of this rendition of Jordan Trophy Room shoes rather than the botched efforts from previous releases. So yeah, hats off to you, Marcus Jordan.
I don't think I know anybody. Did Anton get a pair of Trophy
I
Room?
think he did.
But I don't
I
think I
think
know
he
of anybody
did.
else that got some in the end. But he's from Birmingham, so it don't count. Onto my pick of the week, and I like you in the topic. There was two pairs that I was struggling with. What am I going to pick? So I've got to give a slight mention to not my pick of the week. But the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Superstars, I just thought they were just absolute. They're just nothing I would, I probably wouldn't wear them, but I just think doing the shell tour on the shell tour was just like amazing. The colorways, the gum sole, all the little bits and bats that you, the little additions, like the different masks that you got for the lace locks, the different like the Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, the different names that you could put on the front, like the initials, should I say, not names. And then the packaging, just it looks like a toy with the, it was just honestly, that was so good. But then I had to like, and it was gonna be my pick. I've been shouting about these for weeks, and then Overkill. So my man Mark Overkill and all the team over there dropped their 20th anniversary collaboration with Adidas. It's coming out on Saturday. It's releasing in Berlin. There's friends and family pairs. There's wider release pairs, which are still not going to be that wide of a wider release pair. And I have gone for the ZX 6000 in that pack. I can't. I forgot to. I can't remember exactly which ones the other shoes are in the pack actually. But I love ZX. If you talk about ZX runners and you talk about Germany and you talk about Berlin and then Overkill and you talk about legitimate collaborations with shoes, these absolutely nail it. Obviously, I went over to Berlin to pick up the ZX 8000, no walls needed. Overkill just kill ZX collabs, and these are just like right up there with some of the best ones. And I just think the ZX 6000 is the better silhouette of the ones that are dropping. So I'm going to fight over to Nicole as the Adidas hater of the Sneakonics podcast. What we're saying about the general collaborations and then the ZX 6000 pick.
Yeah, I do think like I say, it's not my sort of shoe, but I do like the collaboration. I do like the colorway. The colorway is really nice. It is strong. Like I say, not really for me, but it is a good shoe, and I could definitely see you wearing it with some cuffed cargoes.
Do you know what? I wish I could be wearing them with cuff cargos, but it's little Miss Roystinho's. It's my daughter's birthday on Saturday. So I did kind of shout this out. I'm
Oh.
not in work for a week. I've got like a 7 days off stretch. I could have legitimately have jumped on a plane on Saturday, gone to Berlin, picked up a pet. Well, mate, I don't have to go Friday night. Queue up, because the Germans queue up still, they do it properly, right? And gone and picked up a pair. That would have been like an epic weekend trip to do if it wasn't for the little one's birthday. So I think I'm going to struggle to get a pair. I might attempt to get the pairs that drop online, but it's all in store, and what's not left in store goes online. So these are going to be like rocking
That's
or
good.
shit. I ain't going to be able to get a pair.
I'm
Yeah.
surprised you're not going to take her with you. You could have taken with her to Berlin.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Well, it's just because when you find out about these things, it's just too late to kind of change things. So like, well, one birthday party, can't do that because that's kind of put in place. She's having a sleepover with her mum. With all the girls from school. Funnily enough, I didn't decide to do that part. Take like however many girls and to stop at my house. But as well, I'm off to Liam Gallagher on Saturday night. So I got Liam Gallagher tickets at Leeds O2 Academy. So a really small venue with Liam Gallagher, right? So I can't, I could always buy the trainers later on resale. I'll be able to find somebody some point that I could buy them from. I can't go to Liam Gallagher and John Squire. From Stone Roses again. So I just made that decision that I just have to. It's a pass because I can't actually get hold of them, not a pass because I'm just can't be bothered with it.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But it is what it
That
is.
makes
And
sense.
I actually think the friends and family one, I love that the clean black colorway, but I think the blue one's more achievable for me. But there we go.
You're right.
You know what? I think the EQT Guidance is a better shoe from that pack. The
Ooh,
white
the
and the
orange
white,
one.
orange and grey.
I just love ZX shoes more. I think that's the thing. I did love EQT back in the 90s. I'm not gonna lie, right? And I do appreciate it. And there is a third shoe in there. And again, and my mind's just gone completely blank over what the third shoe is.
Was it the
As we
Boston?
speak,
Boston.
No, it's not. But we can always. This is the great thing about like when you're doing
Spirit Amp.
podcasts. Yes, that's it.
Spiritane 2000.
Yes,
There we go.
that's it. And I like the mink. And I do like it, but it's the ZX for me out of those three. So yeah, those are our trip picks. We'll post them up and then you can decide who gets the top pick, like mine was on the last podcast. Who gets the bottom pick? I can't remember who got the bottom pick last time. I didn't. I don't
That's
care.
probably mine.
As long as I'm winning, right? That's all that matters in my head. So I don't really care about the issue. And that is it for this week's podcast. Thank you everybody for tuning in again. Like I say, I'm gutted that the meat isn't what it is. And this is me to not you guys on the podcast. This is me to Henry and Nicole. Like I was so looking forward to, of course, meeting everybody else, but I was so looking forward to getting in a room, turning on the mic, and actually chopping it up with a beer. And what's your drink of choice, Henry? Are we on a
I'm a
beer or?
cider man.
Oh really? I Eddie Dan was a rum and coke man. Maybe not at 11:45 in the morning. Nicole's definitely having like a glass of white wine.
Oh, or maybe a red.
Oh, a red
yeah,
wine.
Nicole's
Red
getting
wine at
red.
11:45 lunchtime on a Saturday. Do a
No,
red
I can
wine.
do
I would
it.
have thought
I can
rosé.
do it.
Never. Do you know what? I don't mind a pale rosé, but I'm definitely it's red, white, rosé for me.
So there we go. So next time we'll rearrange a date. We'll find something, or you might see us all at Laces Out. So we might all go to Laces Out and meet up and bump up with other people like that. But yeah, anything else to say, Nicole?
All good for me.
Henry,
Peace, love, and prosper.
I was gonna say
Oh,
I was
here we are
waiting for
again.
Henry's little cider. And yeah, we'll catch you all the next one. Bye.
Guys.